Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now. Now time for a very dropping in edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass on to your friends and which games to just blast on by. I am Corey, your residential Spartan. I am joined by the ODST Basher.
Is the ODST a thing? Listen, I played the game. I don't know what happened.
An ODST is indeed a thing. I don't know.
I thought it was like the name of like the game.
Orbital Drop Shock Trooper is what it is.
Unit.
ODSTs, I believe, are still human, whereas Spartans have gone through the Spartan camp thing. They're genetically altered or something along those lines.
We don't do extended lore on this podcast. Like,
there's a Halo fan that is already like drop kicking.
We do not do extended lore. I don't read books in general, especially Halo books.
I like the ODSTs in Halo Wars. They're pretty cool. They're pretty neat. They drop in and poof, and you're like, whoa, what the? We're here to talk about Halo 3 ODST on the road to Halo Infinite, some would call it. We're about a year late on it, only because Microsoft is about a year late. So our whole plan was to play all the Halo campaigns before the Halo Infinite dropped. And now that we're finally getting that in December, it's time to finish this up. B, we won't be able to play it in co-op, which is, what's going on there? Maybe we need to do at the end of our Halo 5 episode, like a gut check on Halo Camp or on Halo Infinite. Because I've got a lot to say about that game. But all right, that's not what we're talking about. We're here to talk about ODST. Developed by Bungie. This was the next to last game. This was originally going to be a what do you want to call it, expansion for Halo 3, which I believe was originally called Halo Recon, but as time went on, it became a full $60 expansion / standalone game. You can play it on Xbox 360, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, as well on PC on Xbox One, Series X and PC. You're going to be getting it in the Halo Master Chief Collection, which you can actually buy Halo ODST for $5 separate if you already own the game and you don't have Game Pass, something like that. There is no crossplay, which I thought all the campaigns were crossplay. That is not true in the slightest. There is cloud saves, and under DLC, technically it is DLC. So there you go. Halo 3 ODST. Let's talk about it.
So, I can't blow 5 road. Infinite? 6? I don't know what they call it. I enjoy going back and reliving Halo because everything is with rose-tinted glasses when you look back at it. And I remember us talking about it and remembering Halo 2, for me personally, being the better of being second. But then, having played through it, realizing that maybe gameplay wise or multiplayer wise, Halo 2 was the favorite. But then I appreciated the either way. I think I'm at a point. I'm starting to ask myself: Is Halo lore, Halo story, is it really like worth it?
No, I don't think you're alone in that. I think there's at one point there was a severe desire for just anything Halo, and that was really around this time. Like, the, you know, Halo 2, as we've gone through these, and I don't I don't think we're alone in that Halo 2's campaign has not aged well. It was fine at the time, but it was really the multiplayer that it just elevated that package so much higher that people talk about it as a fondness that, I don't want to say that's not real, but it's just, like you said, it's rose-tinted glasses. It's what they remember. And for its time, it was probably okay, but it has not aged well. Whereas we came to the conclusion of Halo 3 is just, Halo 3 is still fantastic. Absolutely love that game. I think from start to finish, I super enjoy that game. You know, the visual art style to me does not hold up at all. It is what it is, but I enjoyed it. But I think one of the reasons why I think Halo 3 works is because it's not beating you over the head with characters and lore the way that after Halo 3, it just seemed, maybe even during Halo 3, it was really after Halo 2, you know, and that ramp up, it's just like Halo got so popular that, you know, the books start coming out and then there's talks of a Halo movie from Peter Jackson. And it's just, it had reached such a crescendo that everybody wanted more. But then when they started getting more, you know, Bungie left and Microsoft wasn't really, you know, they were putting money into it, but at that point it sort of just became an IP and not really without the original minds behind it. A long-winded way to say that I think at the time when this came out, I think it makes sense. I think the more lore, the more the deeper Halo knowledge was wanted, but I don't necessarily think that it was strong lore. I think Halo works better when it's just Master Chief. I think Master Chief, you know, with a more Doom-like story of just like, this is your character. Tell me more about him if you want, but that's all I really care about.
No, that's exactly kind of where I was at with the addition of the Halo gameplay to me. And it's here in ODST as well. It's very fun. The core gameplay of...
It's good. It's fun. It still feels good to play.
Yeah, like, and it's very distinct kind of fun. Like, if you play... a battlefield, like that gameplay is fun, but for a different reason. It's not a comical, it feels great, but it's not. I feel like when I play Halo 2, it's very loose, very just more on the comical side of fun, no disrespect by this, but the childlike aspect of the fun chain, because it's, and for me, it translated well into idea and story of, and as the Halos got bigger and bigger and more important, it became more self-serious. And as I'm playing it and I'm popping heads off of grunts and watching the confetti fly, and even if you turn that off, they still go ee or something. It's like the whole kind of world of Halo is so not self-serious, but then it wants to be so self-serious, and I never felt it as much as I did in ODST.
Yeah, I'd agree. It really wants to tell a serious story, but I don't necessarily think it's bad. I think the story that it has to tell is compelling, but especially at its time, I think it makes sense. But playing it now, knowing where Halo 4 and Halo 5 go, and knowing where Halo stands now, I think makes it feel a lot worse, because if they would have continued with a Halo 3 ODST style of storytelling, I think it would have worked. I think they could have pivoted this series into something more self-serious, but as we now know, it doesn't. Like, it almost it becomes self-serious in a way that doesn't make a lot of sense, and it takes twists and turns that don't make a lot of sense. And so I think the storytelling is actually quite good in ODST, but as a whole on the series, I think it stands out because of that. And it stands out in a way, it's just like, you know, it's almost the opposite. Like when Halo first came out, I remember everyone was talking about it. A lot of people played Halo 1, but a lot of people also didn't really play Halo 2. Halo 2 came out. And I was one of those people where when I finally got an Xbox and I went back to Halo 1, I was actually kind of confused because of how weird and cheesy it was. Like, it was not a good-looking game. Like, the way that people talked about it, I was expecting this very gritty, realistic thing because that's the way that it was. And it's almost like, you know, Bungie or Microsoft or whoever sort of forgot its roots. And ODST, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. Like, you can pivot, and I think ODST was a pivot. And actually, I think you could look at Halo Reach as well and say that it was a more self-serious game, and it Absolutely. Works in those games. Yeah, and it works in those games, I think. And I think we were too hard on Halo Reach. I really do, now that we've played the other ones. But again, I'm apparently long-winded today. That's a long-winded way of saying that I think in hindsight, it doesn't work because of what comes after it, but I think it works in the context of its place in time.
I think I agree with that. I think the purpose of this is to look at it as sort of standalone episode, and it being an expansion kind of leads to that. However, it in actuality being a full standalone game that's supposed not directly lead into other games, but more so less. It's for me, it's like you said, Reach was really getting there with the self-seriousness. For me, ODST solidified it, and that's why it just really as I played. And what confuses me about that so much is the game itself is still that Halo formula. It still feels good in your hand, still feels fun to play. But then it's supposed to be the most serious game in the world, and it just doesn't work. It creates a schizophrenic, almost just boring, all right, I'm going to pop this dude's head off, jump over here, do this cool thing. I'm going to feel, Master Chief is not in this game at all, but I'm going to feel like Master Chief. There's nothing changed that says I can't be Master Chief right now, gameplay-wise.
Well, you can't dual wield, so.
That's Spartan only. On Spartan can hold two guns at the same time. Like,
yeah, lift some weights if you're an ODST.
But other than that, you still feel like Master Chief. Like, nothing's changed. Like that, it's not like it's this huge drawback in an area where playing as a human ODST soldier, a trooper, that translates to gameplay. It's not like you can't jump as high, you can't throw a grenade as far, you can't do beatdowns or something that really translates to, again, like the idea that you're a human being instead of Master Chief. The gameplay still leads you to believe you're Master Chief, just reskinned. And that makes it very fun to hold and play, but then for me, just extremely boring to watch and listen to.
Yeah, I think at the time they tried playing that up, if I remember correctly, of being like, you're human, so we brought back the health system because I think it was Halo 2. I don't think Halo 3 had a health system. They've gone back and forth on the health system so many times to have it being Call of Duty style of just, you know, regenerating health versus health packs and all that. I truly don't remember which did which. And I believe Halo Reach had health systems or health packs. Halo 1 did. I don't think 2 or 3 did. So they tried to lean on that crutch very, very much like you said, of just like, this is going to play different. And I'm sure it does. Like, I'm sure there's small intricacies that hardcore fans can point to and say, well, no, this is different right here. But I'm with you in that it's nothing that, as someone who's been playing these games, like, does it feel a little bit different than 3? Yeah, but it feels close enough that it is what it is. Like you said, I don't feel any different playing as a ODST versus a Spartan. So I think that doesn't hurt it, but the way that ODST's story is told through this sort of quasi open world scenario is 100% a product of its time in a bad way. And that I don't really have any fun or compelling reason to explore the world. Like, it is literally just, I am sure there's stuff that I'm missing. I'm sure there's collectibles. I'm sure there's audio logs and all this stuff in this very drab Halo universe or the small Halo hub that they've created, but they don't encourage you to look for it. They don't do any there's just a lot going on in terms of this is not a traditional Halo game that I think it loses a lot of what makes it fun, because when you're actually just going from mission to mission, I think that the somewhat bite-sized missions in some cases, but they're all varied and they're all very different in a very good way. It sort of is like a greatest hits album of when Halo can be fun. This is why it's fun. And I super enjoyed the missions, but going from mission to mission, I didn't really enjoy. And I didn't really enjoy the drabness, the darkness, the all of those things around it. So that's just to say, you know, to play off you, it's just like, it sort of does just feel like a Halo expansion. And I think part of this is because at that time it was announced as that, but then Microsoft sort of turned it into something else. And this also debuted Firefight mode, but they also attached all the Halo 3 DLC to it. And so it became this, what was probably supposed to be a $30 expansion, this $60 thing that sort of falls short because it never really had the budget to sort of flesh it out completely.
And that's one thing I did like about it was the bite-sized mission structure. I did, it's like you said, like I like that you kind of find, you go from point A to point B through your overworld, but then you get to that bite-sized mission and you have fun with that mission and you're out. Because the, a lot of what I don't like about Halo, that was in just about every Halo game up to this one, repeated action of whatever you do in these sequences. Like Halo would loves to just say like, all right, go here and destroy this tower. Great. Now do that 17 more times?
They very much, ODST especially likes to put you in an area and be like, all right, here, just stand here. There's some turrets. Kill stuff. And it's like, okay, that's cool for like 3 to 4 minutes, but it's like, no, we're going to put you here for like 10. And it's just like, okay, like, I get it kind of thing.
Right. So so in that aspect, I like the bite-sized mission structure because I didn't feel too many instances of being just dragged down to doing the same sequence over and over and over and over again until reinforcement. That said, to build off what you were saying about the overworld, just not a fan. Just not a fan at all. Anytime it brings you back to that hub world, the all investment, you know, every single bit of it, it's nothing there. It just feels so tacked on, so pointless. And that just added to the, and knowing that pointlessness, that drab world, that emptiness leads to a cutscene of dialogue that is just so cliched. It's just so just by the numbers written with these scenes and characters that just, I just don't care about. I don't think anybody really truly does. And it just created for back-to-back sequences of, just let me shoot the things. I don't care about anything.
Yeah, I would agree that it's the pacing's a little unbalanced. And again, Halo works best when it just gives you stuff to shoot. Like, you know, it's almost like a Bungie problem, you know, when you look at Destiny and stuff, and it's like Destiny's biggest problem is when it doesn't let me play it.
Absolutely.
Like, and it's so busy on trying to force me down a path or force me down a you know, into a story mission or whatever. You know, like I think we said during the Destiny, when we did our, we look back at Destiny, it's like Gambit is some of the most fun I've had in a first person shooter. Gambit is such a cool frickin' mode. And I wish there was more reason to play it other than just to play it, you know, like, and it's, you know, we got a good 20 hours out of it. And I think we could go back and play it now and have some fun, but it's so ingrained in why people are playing. It's to get the, you know, get the loot drops and all that stuff. It's just like, man, like I just wish this was a multiplayer mode. I could just kind of play. And I did. And there was pickups and all that kind of stuff. And it's just weird. It's almost like I said, like a weird Bungie problem, but I don't want to say I disagree in that, like, I do care about what's going on in ODST, but again, I really think it comes back to the fact that it just, knowing now, it doesn't really go anywhere. It doesn't really play into the grand scheme, and a lot of that's because of the missteps of the franchise. But what I think it's also kind of interesting to look at now is that Halo Infinite's kind of going for a very similar style in that it's not going to be, I'd have to assume, it's not going to be as sort of, it's not gonna be structured the same way. It's been a very long time since we've played ODST, and that was a 360 game. So, you know, we're going on what, probably a decade since it's been then. So game design has changed, but Halo Infinite's gonna be a somewhat open world game. We don't quite know because they still haven't shown the campaign. But that's what they've said, is it's gonna be some type of open world style Halo. And the fact that we're talking about one that is, again, somewhat open world, but really it's just open worlds to get you to missions kind of thing. I think that's probably also one of the more interesting aspects, is that they spent time building this little hub world just to pull you out of it. Whereas, you know, most open world games, it's, oh, you're playing this game and you're going to do something in the hub world. They don't ever really do that, though. They just, it just pulls you into a mission. It's super strange in that regards. Maybe that's where the disconnect really is for me. It's that you just never do anything in the open world. It's almost, it's literally just a vessel to sort of push you to the next mission. So it's kind of weird, but
it's weird. Yeah, it's weird. And it just doesn't feel good. I mean, that's the one thing about Reach that out. That's the, one of the many things I'll give Reach over is that even though I didn't like it where it was going narratively and how it was presented, it still felt like a good push toward the end. Like, it was still something there saying, all right, let's keep going. We're gonna keep you going through this at a decent pacing. Whereas this episodic nature, whereas I like the missions, coming back to that hub world was just, I dreaded it. Like, oh, the mission's over. Like, whew, now I have to walk through, look for a beacon of some sort to get up. It just doesn't flow right at all.
No, yeah, I'd agree. It definitely messes with the pacing. And the only thing is, without it, though, it almost feels like padding, because without it, you're talking like a 3-hour game, you know. So it's kind of strange. But again, that's not a bad thing. It's just it's just a weird package. But I mean, that being said, it's still Halo 3 gameplay, which is good. The missions are very good, and I don't want to sound so negative, because we've mainly been, you know, on the stuff that we don't like. But I think part of the problem is that if you like Halo 3, these missions are really good, but it's hard to recommend it because there is just a lot of baggage. I believe there is a way that you can just, you know, if you hop out of that menu and go to like a quick play, I think you can actually play ODST missions without having to do that overworld. And that's how I would recommend it. But I'm not even sure if you can do that. I think you can, but I'm not entirely sure. And the other thing I want to say is the soundtrack is very different compared to other Halo games in a good way.
I agree.
It's actually one that I put in my video game playlist. It's got some really great music in it. And it's, you know, that last mission is a Halo mission, man. Like, it's good and it's fun. But getting there and everything else around it, I'm not sure where I land on this one in terms of recommending it or not.
I genuinely did not like this experience.
Well, there you go.
Reach is absolutely fine. I'm not quite sure where we landed on Reach at the end of it. I hope we didn't bag on it too much.
We ended up passing on it, I remember.
I know that, but I don't know if we bagged on it too much. But Reach is absolutely fine. If ODST for me, genuine bore and a chore. I don't need this to happen again.
Yeah, and that's, I don't know. I don't think I'd go that far and call it a chore, but I definitely think it's because it diverges so far from the Halo mission structure that I think, again, in hindsight, holds it together. I really like some of those missions, though. It's tough, but no, yeah, I don't think that's enough to make it up to a recommend. So I would say, I think we're in a somewhat agreement that pass on it, probably not worth your time, especially if you're going through the Halo games. It's not a necessity, especially considering where we know Halo is now. But I mean, hey, give it a shot if you're just dying for more Halo or you want to play all of them. Like, it's totally playable. It looks okay on the Series X and S. You know, it did get HDR support and it's okay. But man, that Halo 3 engine, it just does not hold up when you start throwing 4K and 60 frame. Like, it looks and feels old in a way. Like, the original game looks old, but it's almost charming in a way. Whereas Halo 3 is just like, I can't even call it charming. It's just an ugly game.
No, it really is. It really is. And I mean, and that's the other thing too. Like, that just constantly throws me off. Like, the art style of Halo is cartoony. Like, it's more cartoony.
At least
than,
that's where it was.
Yeah, like even like seeing watching Halo Infinite, it's still more cartoony than it gritty. And it's and just this overall narrative of how self-serious it is and how just how like they really think they knocked it out the park with this writing, and it's just so utterly bad. I personally can't stand this. I've always had my kind of feelings about the lore. I'll joke about how bad it is, but this one is genuinely just not it for me.
Yeah, I've never been into the Halo lore. Like, I have read some of the books. I think Fall of Reach is just genuinely a well-written book. So I think that one's pretty good. But the other ones, it's just, I don't think the Halo lore is strong enough to carry a compelling story. And when you try to put that involved with a game where you really only have, what, 10 to 15 minutes of actual screen time to tell a story. And I don't think it tells anything that's memorable or even worth telling. So that's kind of where the narrative falls apart for me. So I think it gets better as we go on in terms of because they have focus, but I know fans would not agree kind of thing. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how we feel going forward. So Halo 4, I think, is one of the more divisive games in a way that I think is fun to talk about. So I'm curious where you land on it. Have you ever played Halo 4? I don't think you have.
I picked it up and put it down. I remember being completely offended by it, but I also don't remember. I distinctly remember just feeling like, oh, this is Halo.
Yeah, looking back, I was very, very fond of Halo 4 at its release time. I'm curious how I feel about it now, but we'll see. So, but there you go. That is Halo 3 ODST. When it comes to us, we're going to say, yeah, you can probably skip this one. If you're trying to play them before Halo Infinite, something like that, or if you've never played it before, probably not worth checking out. I mean, if you really, really want to, go for it, but... All right, that is going to do it for this episode. So we still have Halo 4 and 5 to play before Halo Reach comes out in December, or Halo Reach, Halo Infinite comes out in December. And I think we probably should do a Halo gut check, just because I think a lot of people are kind of feeling this way of just like, how do we feel? Because Microsoft ain't talking about it. You know, like they'll talk about the multiplayer all day long. Hell, I've played the multiplayer, you know, but when it comes to that campaign, they are just not talking about it. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. But we're going to be doing some bonus episodes. But when it comes to what we're playing next, I don't think we really have anything in terms of like what we know is coming next. Like we are playing some things, but in terms of what episodes will be coming next, I don't think we've narrowed it down yet. So, but Halo 4 and 5 will be there at some. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with a game.
Good day, sirs.
I was waiting for it.